Next up, Doug Rivlin, press secretary for Luis Gutierrez's office.
Mr. Speaker, the initials BP used to stand for British Petroleum, but now it stands for burying people, or burying precious natural resources under a vast sea of oil. But here's what BP, a serial abuser of our safety, our environment, and our legal system, should really stand for. BP, banned permanently. Today I ask my colleagues to end any and all federal oil drilling leases for BP and begin an immediate civil and criminal investigation to examine the existing leases under BP. Almost a month into one of the worst man-made environmental and economic disasters, BP has worked harder to minimize public understanding than to minimize destruction to the Gulf of Mexico. There's plenty of finger-pointing from BP. There's $62 billion in profits and their multi-million dollar team of lobbyists. What BP should hear from us, the American people, is simple. BP stands for banned permanently. I urge my colleagues to join me in demanding the Interior Secretary Salazar ban permanently and tell them they've made their last dollar from the American people.
What purpose is
John? You're listening to Representative Luis Gutierrez from the Illinois 4th District, and we are now joined by his press secretary, Douglas Rivlin. Good afternoon to you, Douglas.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Good. So can you tell us what path will Congress possibly be able to take, or what path is Representative Gutierrez proposing we take to hold BP accountable and protect our environment?
Well, the congressman was very concerned that BP be looked into what they've been doing, because they've been having lots of investigations. They've been having fines over the years. I mean, this isn't the first disaster that has resulted in death on BP's watch. And so he drafted two letters. One was to the Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar, to say, let's look into these leases. They're making a lot of money off of leases, to look into the American people's land and basically print money by pulling oil out of that land. So let's look into them. Let's make sure the ones that existing are safe. Let's make sure that the ones in the future are very seriously considered. And as you heard, the congressman says, let's ban them from this until, you know, at least until they could prove that they're doing this safely. The other letter that he drafted was to the Secretary of Defense. BP has a $1.5 billion contract to sell oil to the Department of Defense. And let's at least reexamine that, and let's pull it. I mean, there's no reason why taxpayer dollars should be flowing to this country unless they're taking the safety of our workers and our environment seriously.
To that particular point, would there be an alternative that we would be able to immediately offer them?
In terms of
for fuel and the related products BP would be supplying?
I think there are plenty of folks who would be happy to sell oil to the Defense Department, but the real point is that unless companies are playing straight with the American people, and unless companies are, you know, responsible corporate citizens, they shouldn't be on the government's dole. We should be very seriously considering whether companies that are doing business practices the way BP is doing it should be the beneficiaries of American tax dollars.
Your neighboring district, Representative Schakowsky, has a similar bill proposed for contractors, so we'll be looking at that and see how those principles relate. Back to the letter to Salazar and to the suspending of drilling leases, what other options would be available? Does BP have the equivalent of a corporate charter in the U.S.?
That's a good question, and you're getting a little beyond my personal expertise on this.
Okay.
But it's really a question of, you know, if you don't play by our very fundamental rules, should our government continue to do business with you as if you are, you know, a good corporate citizen? And I think that the congressman was just very frustrated that there seems to be so much evidence that BP has made mistakes, seen people killed, huge environmental disasters, and at most they get a slap on the wrist and maybe a fine that doesn't really do much of a dent into their $82 million of corporate profits per day. And you know, it's time to reexamine this whole relationship.
So in order to make use of this particular conversation, how will a constituent in any district in the U.S. be able to affect this push? If they, if someone saw this message and said, I want to do my part, what could they do?
Well, I mean, the immediate thing is that we're trying to get fellow members of Congress to sign on as co-signatories to these two letters, to the letter to Ken Salazar and the letter to Secretary Gates. And we've reached out to all the offices in Congress, and we're following up with phone calls. But I think if they start getting calls from their constituents to say, hey, Mr. Congressman, have you signed on to the letter that Luis Gutierrez is circulating, we'll get a lot more people coming to us.
In fact, I do that with my representative, Gene Green, quite a bit. So there's also the I'm sure many of us grew up watching at least a little bit of Schoolhouse Rock. But can you tell us, once these this bill gains momentum signatures, where will it go from there? Will it be assigned to committee for an HR, heading towards HR status?
Well, at this point, there's no legislative vehicle that the congressman is specifically proposing. It's starting off, it's a little bit earlier in the process. This is really to ring their bell. This is really to both send a wake-up call to BP and to the two secretaries we're talking about, that members of Congress are concerned about this. And when members of Congress get concerned about things, cabinet-level offices and big corporations need to pay attention. So building a list of Congress people who will sign this letter and be on the record as saying, we really want these two secretaries to take this seriously, that both sends a signal to the secretaries and to the company involved and to the rest of the corporate culture.
So we've had hearings in two houses basically for almost 2 weeks now. Do you know of any additional hearings, or do you see any – in fact, even any use in additional hearings at this point?
I mean, I think at this point that there's significant outrage, not just in the Congress, but across the country. And I don't think that we've gotten to the end of this. We haven't even gotten to the end of the oil spilling into the Gulf of Mexico and beginning to understand what the pattern of environmental damage is. I just think that there's a lot more that needs to be known about what happened, needs to be known about what folks are going, what BP specifically is going to do to make right what they have done to the extent that they can. And to really the question is, how do we prevent this from happening in the future? And I think Congress is going to continue looking at how we dole out this very, very valuable resource of being able to drill almost unlimitedly in our waters and on our land with these leases, and make sure that the people who are getting that benefit, the corporations that are getting that benefit, are acting responsibly.
Last question. What in this capacity will the representative and or other representatives with him be able to do in order to guarantee that the federal government is, in fact, now running the operation, including observing the well, as you know, that they have not really Senator Nelson is down there with a camera basically 24/7 now after a whole lot of push. So how can from your position, we possibly guarantee more federal oversight, in fact, if not complete seizure of this this event, so that we can get a plausible outcome?
So the biggest tool that the Congress has is passing new laws, but even the more powerful tool is the control of the budgets. And that's what really gets the attention of the agencies and their contractors. And I think if this is, if more money is being moved into oversight or less money is being moved into the issuing of these types of leases or the defense contract to this particular corporation or other corporations, that's going to get their attention. And ultimately, that's what's going to make a company like BP or other corporations pay attention, is a chance to cut into their profits, because that's what they care about.
Doug, I want to thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be in touch sometime. Thank you.
Okay, Bye. Great.
Here's the letter sent to Ken Salazar.
A letter from Luis Gutierrez, representative from Illinois' 4th District to Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. Dear Secretary Salazar, the disastrous oil spill from the BP-leased offshore drilling platform known as Deepwater Horizon is an urgent wake-up call for the federal government. We are learning that BP has been disregarding worker and environmental safety while reaping the benefits for far too long. According to the Center for American Progress, in the first quarter of this year alone, it is estimated that BP made approximately $62 million per day. The Deepwater Horizon tragedy also raises many questions regarding the safety of BP's other drilling operations. Allegations have already arisen that the spill may have been caused when BP representatives, already far behind schedule at the Deepwater Horizon platform, pressured platform operators to use a process to expedite completion. Whatever the cause of the spill, it ultimately cost lives, affected livelihoods, damaged the fragile ecological balance in the Gulf Coast, and will impact taxpayers for years to come. While the actors in this horrific event all seem to be pointing fingers of blame at each other, we ask that you take a proactive approach to penalize BP, the lease operator, and its abhorrent environmental and safety record. Unfortunately, the Deepwater Horizon oil spill is only the most recent example of BP's long history of blatant disregard for safety and environmental protection. According to the New York Times, the Minerals Management Service reports that between 1996 and 2009, BP-operated rigs spilled 7,000 barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico, or about 14% of the amount spilled by any other company. Instead of learning from its mistakes and adopting measures to prevent future industrial disasters, BP continued to put its workers, the public, and the environment at risk in favor of higher profits. Indeed, BP's record may indicate a worsening and devolving culture of profit-motivated negligence. In March of 2005, an explosion and fire at the BP Texas City refinery resulted in 15 deaths and 180 injuries. Investigators from the U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board believe this explosion could have been avoided had it not been for the organizational and safety deficiencies at all levels of the BP Corporation. Since safety is not a valued part of their mandate, BP refused to change its practices. In 2009, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration fined BP $87 million for hundreds of safety violations at the Texas City refinery, many of which were originally identified after the 2005 explosion but never addressed. As recently as March 2010, BP was fined another $3 million for violations at a Toledo, Ohio refinery similar to those that contributed to the 2005 Texas City refinery explosion. In 2006, failure to conduct necessary pipeline maintenance resulted in spills of over 200,000 gallons of crude in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. Once again, BP did not follow established safety regulations, ignored warning signs, and was reluctant to make the necessary fixes once the problem was discovered. Major problems continued in 2008 and 2009 in the region, some of which resulted in major gas leaks, oil spills, injuries, and deaths. All of this following a $500,000 fine in 2000 for failing to report illegal dumping of hazardous materials by one of its contractors between 1993 and 1995. Given this appalling record of misconduct and disregard, we ask that BP be banned permanently from receiving any future drilling leases. Their conduct at other operation sites indicates a blatant disregard for the lives of their workers, the preservation of the environment, and the millions of U.S. citizens who could be impacted by an environmental disaster. We also ask that Mineral Management Services immediately send inspection teams to each of BP's operation sites to ensure that BP has all the proper procedures and plans to help prevent a spill and that they are meeting their environmental and worker safety obligations. If BP cannot demonstrate that it has met its obligations, we ask that you consider suspending the offending leases. We also ask that you outline for us the criteria that your department uses for determining suspension of a lease. We thank you for your prompt attention to this urgent matter and for your commitment to preserving the environment for future generations. We simply cannot allow BP to continue to exploit our resources and workers while disregarding its obligations. Sincerely, Luis V. Gutierrez, Representative, Illinois, 4th District.